This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Excitement is building among the Indian diaspora in the Netherlands as Prime Minister Narendra Modi prepares to address the community this afternoon during his official visit. Thousands of Indian community members are expected to attend what organizers are calling a historic address. The event will be a highlight of the Prime Minister's trip to the country. Prime Minister Modi reached the Netherlands late last night to a warm reception. Members of the Indian community, representing different age groups, regions and faiths, gathered to welcome him with traditional dance and musical performances. The venue echoed with chants of Modi Modi and Vande Mataram as he arrived. The community event is expected to focus on inter-Netherlands ties, the role of the diaspora, and India's global outreach. Indian Army Chief General Upin Dwivedi today said that Pakistan must stop harboring terrorists and operating against India. Speaking at Sena Samvad in New Delhi, Mr. Dwivedi said that if Pakistan continues these activities against India, then they will have to decide whether Pakistan wants to be a part of geography or history.
I think if you have heard me earlier, what I have said that Pakistan, if it continues to harbor terrorists and operate against India, then they have to decide whether they want to be part of the geography or history or not.
In a significant move to strengthen the law and order framework in Tripura, the Ministry of Home Affairs has officially sanctioned the raising of an additional inter-reserve battalion. The centre has sanctioned a one-time financial grant of 50 crore for its establishment and up to 30 crore for infrastructure development. This new unit will primarily focus on counter-insurgency operations and border guarding, with the centre retaining the authority to deploy these personnel anywhere across the country as needed. Sikkim is observing its statehood day today, marking its transition from a monarchy to becoming the 22nd state of India in 1975. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake his first visit to Sikkim today after assuming office. He will attend the statehood day celebrations in Gangtok. During the event, the Vice President will also launch and lay foundation stone of multiple donor projects. President, the Prime Minister and Union Home Minister extended greetings to the people of Sikkim on their statehood day. The West Bengal government has ordered re-verification of all caste certificates issued since 2011. Officials say questions have been raised about the authenticity and validity of these documents over the past 14 years. Subdivisional officers and district-level officials will now scrutinize every certificate. If any are found to have been issued based on false information or irregularities, they will be cancelled under the law. A Delhi court has granted bail to businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to a 2008 land deal in Gurugram's Shikohpur village. The matter has now been listed for further hearing on 10th of July. Vadra appeared before the Rouse Avenue court in compliance with the summons issued to him after the court had taken cognizance of the Enforcement Directorate's prosecution complaint filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The case relates to alleged irregularities in a land transaction involving 3.53 acres of land. In Andhra Pradesh, six women daily wage workers died after a speeding tipper lorry rammed into a group of labourers in Kakinada district this morning. The accident occurred near Kovuru Bridge in Kakinada Rural Mandal when the workers were crossing the road to reach a work site. Expressing shock over the incident, Deputy Chief Minister K. Pavan Kalyan said the state government will provide compensation of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. He also instructed officials to implement safety measures at employment guarantee work sites located near highways and busy roads. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Malaysian shuttlers Nuruzzuddin and Ghosh Zefai in semi-finals of Thailand Open in Bangkok today. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Gujarat Titans in Kolkata this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.